Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hi there. I'm Rand Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Governor Gavin Newsom is imposing a curfew on most California counties because of rising coronavirus case numbers. But the governor himself is raising eyebrows for attending a birthday party for a lobbyist friend at the exclusive French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley. Also at the dinner, top officials from the California Medical Association will get the latest on the story. And then the recent surge of COVID cases and the resulting restrictions have many of us struggling with a serious case of pandemic fatigue. How are you holding up as we head into winter? And are you finding it harder or easier to cope as the months tick by? We'll get advice on how to manage in these unsettling times. That's all next after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Governor Gavin Newsom this week announced a dramatic rollback of reopening plans, including a curfew in a majority of the state's counties. But the governor himself is under fire for attending a birthday party for a friend and powerful lobbyist at the exclusive French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley. Among the other attendees were top officials from the California Medical Association. Meanwhile, more details are emerging about a recent trip by a group of California officials to a conference in Maui, which is also raising eyebrows. What's your take on these stories? You can give us a call now and let us know your thoughts. Our toll-free number, 866-733-6786. Again, you can join us now at 866-733-6786 or get in touch on Twitter and Facebook. We're at KQED Forum, or email any questions you may have to forum@kqed.org. And here to fill us in is KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, this is a little bit like do as I say, not as I do. But aside from the terrible optics and, well, frankly, what's being called hypocrisy and all this, what's the fallout been like?
Well, I think that so far the fallout has been the worst for Governor Gavin Newsom. I mean, he has seen this story just sort of keeps going and going and leaking out. First, we got word from the San Francisco Chronicle that he had come to the dinner. A few days later, there was a picture of him at the dinner that showed, you know, him sitting in close proximity to, I believe it was about 11 other people, at this party. He had told us it was outside, and it appears to have been in some kind of like covered patio type situation. There were questions about, well, how many walls were open? And, you know, the whole point being like, was there good enough air circulation? I mean, and you can debate like the nitty gritty details like that. But as you mentioned, the bottom line is the optics look really bad. I had actually asked the governor about at his one of his most recent news conferences that he attended, whether or not he thought he had lost his moral authority to talk to people in the state about what they should be doing, staying home for Thanksgiving, possibly, and for Christmas, you know, imposing a curfew when it appears that he is flouting some of the guidelines that his own office created. He said he was worried about that, but you know, it doesn't seem to have kind of quelled the outrage that people are feeling.
Yeah, the irony is the guidelines out of HHS Secretary's office came out for private gatherings that particular day. The governor, however, did apologize. I don't know, did that quell anything when he said it was a big mistake and I own it?
I mean, I think that's... I think he was certainly trying to do that. There were people who said that he should have come out sooner. The first press conference following that, he was not at. He had his Dr. Mark Galli was the one who had faced the media and without the governor, and he had to take the questions. And the governor came out a few days later again and apologized after giving a pretty lengthy news conference on the COVID, you know, on the situation. So it wasn't even at the top of his list. People will say, what else can he do? You know, he messed up. He's acknowledging it. But I think especially right now, when so many people are making the hard choice to stay away from their families during Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think it just stings the general public a lot. I've seen, you know, people on Twitter who say, you know, I'm a Democrat and I'm so angry about this. So, I mean, I think it's going to have a long lasting effect. At least, you know, leave a bad taste in the mouth of voters.
It's also a $325 meal, although the governor paid for the meal that he and the first partner, as she's called, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, had that evening. And yet there are people suffering economically from the pandemic who must look at that with some concern. I asked for listeners' take on this. Let's hear it first from you, Josh. You're on the air. Good morning. Josh, are you with us? Okay. Let me go to Arkady then. Arkady? Are you with us? Well, let's try to get the phones in order here. I'm not sure what's going on here. But the reality is that this will probably continue to haunt the governor. Right. As you say, even as members of his own party have been critical of him. And I wanted to segue into something else that's been going on, which has also gotten a good deal of attention. And that's these legislators who went to Maui essentially for what was supposed to be a meeting having to do with learning things about the pandemic and how to deal with the pandemic. You wonder why they couldn't have done it on Zoom. But there's a lot of blowback on that as well, isn't there?
Right. This is an annual conference that happens in Maui. It's held by the Independent Voter Project. They call themselves a nonpartisan group that was played a big role in the top two primary that we now have here in California. So far, I believe it's about seven lawmakers have confirmed that they are there, a mix of Republicans and Democrats, and Chad Mays, who's the independent, the only independent member of the state legislature. The lawmakers have largely defended their presence there as saying, you know, we're going to learn how to reopen safely. But again, Michael, it's just the state has just had a curfew imposed on it. You know, you're really not supposed to leave your house between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. And, you know, people might say, oh, I wasn't going to go out anyway. But it's still the government telling you when you can and cannot leave your house. And you have lawmakers in Hawaii, while the state government has imposed a travel advisory. They're saying if you leave the state, when you come home, you should quarantine for 14 days because they do not want people traveling in and out of the state and bringing more cases of the virus here. And it makes it harder to track as well. And you have lawmakers going to Hawaii for, you know, I'm sorry, what essentially amounts to a swanky conference. So, again, and especially I think for the Democrats, it's a bad look because they're the ones in charge in the state at all levels of government. And they are telling people, you know, they're setting the rules and telling us what we should and should not be doing. And then you have members of their party going to Hawaii. I mean, we'd all like to go to Hawaii right now, but we're being told that's not the thing to do.
Well, some of them paid their own way. It's about $500 a night at the Fairmont Hotel where they stayed. But nevertheless, like I said, you wonder, couldn't this have been done on Zoom? And you mentioned the nonprofit Independent Voter Project. There was other money, though, and lobbying money mainly, that really was at the core of this junket, for lack of a better word for it. We're talking about really going to Hawaii on somebody else's dime for many of these legislators. And the reality is, when we talk about where the money comes from, it's not entirely been disclosed, but maybe you can help us understand this, Katie, because in the past, money has come from PG&E, it's come from Chevron, it's come from the Prison Guard Union.
Well, I think you have to assume that there is money that is coming from outside, because lawmakers, a lot of them are not, you know, rich Some of them are, but a lot of them are not. And so to fund a week-long stay at a very swanky hotel in Maui, yes. I mean, there is outside money. And these are why these conferences, even happen. It's for access. I mean, people want to get access to these lawmakers because, they are the ones with the power. And so I think we should note that the organizers said that the conference is much smaller than it has been in the past because of COVID, and they thought they could do it safely. But still, it just raises a lot of questions. The other thing to note with Newsom, I wanted to get in here, is that his children attend a private school as well. So they have been able to go back to school. And I'm not saying right or wrong, but it's just the fact that while they have been able to, many school children in California have not been able to. And that just further kind of cements, kind of amplifies the fact that Newsom is above the feeling that he is above a lot of people in the state. He has the money, the resources to do things in this pandemic that most people do not. And that doesn't help his public image either.
I think our phones are in working order, but let me read a couple comments first coming in by email. Beth writes, "I'm livid. The photos of the birthday party Governor Newsom attended at the elite French Laundry speak volumes of the rank hypocrisy as well as the double standard elitist flaunt. There are millions of Californians who have had no birthday party since last February." And Pam writes, "The fact that it was a large gathering is bad enough, but entertaining with lobbyists, it's not like we don't know how embedded they are, but the whole thing, especially with his daily COVID briefings, is just unseemly." And we should mention that Senator Dodd here in Northern California said, "I don't apologize for this. It wouldn't have been, nobody would have been critical of me if I had gone to Seattle or Portland. But when he left Napa, it was under an orange tier," he added, "with no travel prohibitions. Though actually the day of the conference, it turned into a purple tier." And he's been criticized, hasn't he, Katie? I want to get our callers on here, but criticized by Senator Mike McGuire and Assembly Mark Levine, no less.
Yeah, and we should make clear, he is attending the conference in Maui versus he was not at the birthday party with Governor Gavin Newsom. But I do have to quibble.
I don't mean to conflate these.
Right. No, I mean, yes, it's hard to keep track. But I do want to quibble maybe a little bit when he says people wouldn't complain if he went to Portland or Seattle. I think they would, because the state is under a travel advisory. You're not supposed to. They're telling people not to drive 2 to 3 hours from their homes. So, flying anywhere right now is just not a good idea.
Well, here's Mike, who says, "I'm a realist. I couldn't care less where the governor goes. Governors do things I don't do, French Laundry included." And let's hear from John in Pacifica. John, join us. You're on the air.
Taking my call. I've been a huge supporter of Governor Newsom, especially his adherence to science and making the hard, unpopular decisions that he's made. And it's been such a huge contrast to the insane Trump and Washington response that we've had over the last 9 or 10 months. But based upon him attending this elite party with lobbyists, it's just a huge black eye. And we'll further dog the governor going forward. And I don't see how he has any other position but to resign as a governor. I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but it's like he's going to be the poster boy for every right-wing nutcase going forward instead of dealing with the virus.
I thank you for your thoughts, John, and let me go to some more emails here that are coming in, pouring in. Stephen writes, "These incidents feed right into the Republican narrative of Democrats as elitists. They better get their act together and make it clear they are working for regular people or they will continue to be in trouble at the national level." And another listener writes, "Goodness gracious, do we really want another politician who pretends not to be human, or can we model humanness, accept our mistakes, and build some muscles of forgiveness and tolerance?" And Joe says, "It's obvious we now have two classes, those who govern and the rest of us." And Tom writes, "Governor Newsom and those California officials need to practice what they preach. This was idiocy. Now nobody is going to pay attention to the public health officials. Newsom has lost moral authority." We'll hear from more of you when we return. We're with Katie Orr, and we'll be with more of your calls. Stay tuned. You're listening to Forum on KQED Public Radio. I'm Michael Krasny.
Thank you. Support for Forum comes from San Francisco Opera. Set 10 years after a school shooting, the critically acclaimed opera Innocence takes us into a complex emotional journey where our understanding of innocence and guilt is constantly upended. Kaija Saariaho's ethereal score collapses the past into the present as a community of survivors grapple with how to move forward. Don't miss the highly anticipated American premiere of Innocence, June 1st through 21st. Learn more at sfopera.com.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. We're talking about really two separate matters, but matters that have been, to some extent, presented together of concern to citizens here in California. One is photographs of Governor Newsom and his wife at the French Laundry event, and the other is of legislators who went to Maui, California legislators. And as I said, that's been criticized not only by many citizens, but by Senator Mike McGuire, who said we have to walk the walk or stay home. And Senator Mark Levin, who said it's a slap in the face to people who are taking the pandemic seriously. And you may want to add your voice to this. You can give us a call now at 866-733-6786 or get in touch on Twitter and Facebook. We're at KQED Forum, or email us, forum@kqed.org. And here's Rachel in West Marin. Rachel, welcome.
Take a minority view here and say this man has been phenomenal for 8 months. He has been managing this pandemic, wildfires, dealing with Trump, and all. I mean, we have a maniac in the White House who's doing all the shenanigans he's doing to topple democracy. And one dinner, I'm sorry, I think we all need to grow up and give this man a break.
All right, Rachel, I thank you for that. And actually, in the spirit of her call, Katie Orr, some are saying, well, as contrasted to President Trump, Governor Newsom at least apologized and said, I made a mistake. It was a bad mistake.
Absolutely. And I think that there are a lot of people who feel that way. And I think that, you know, the caller brings up a good point. The governor has really been on for 8 months. And as she mentioned, not just COVID, but, you know, budget issues, a $54 billion budget deficit, trying to get more money out of the federal government, dealing with these wildfires. I mean, I will say there was a point this summer when we were all, I was thinking, you know, how does he keep going? Because he was having daily press conferences and, you know, trying to make it, you know, just trying to communicate as best he could with the people of the state. So I do think, yes, he has done a lot. It's just hard in this time, especially, again, given the timing of this event, when people are really feeling the sting of not being able to see their families, to see, you know, and get together with their friends, to see this picture come out now. I think it maybe carries a little more weight than if it was, like, you know, in the middle of the summer or something like that. But that is, yeah, but not to take away what he has done in terms of leading the state for the past 8 months.
And we should mention, we invited Governor Newsom. He declined this segment. We also invited Senator Dodd and Senator Bigelow and Assemblyman Borgen. I'm going to invite Jamie Court to join us. Actually, Jamie Court never minces his words. He's been quoted about this in the Los Angeles Times, and he's president of the Consumer Watchdog Organization in Los Angeles. And welcome back to Forum.
Pleasure to be here with you, Michael.
Yeah, you, like I say, don't miss your words. You said this is an abomination with respect to the legislators playing golf and going to hula shows and drinking Mai Tais. That's the word you used?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, this is in ordinary times, it's a horrible way to go. This is an event sponsored by corporate lobbyists. I mean, oil, utility companies, and it's all sole purpose is to have, you know, FaceTime with these lobbyists, with these legislators. So for Senator Dodd, for example, it's who he was with, even without COVID, and COVID makes it an abomination. But, you know, the utilities sponsor that independent voter project forum, PG&E, Edison. And in fact, 2 years ago, they were having that event right when the wildfires were burning through California. So Senator Dodd, who was involved in the wildfire overhaul, should know better than to go to Hawaii during a pandemic to play golf with PG&E and Edison lobbyists. I mean, that is a big part of it, is who they're with. And the governor was with the medical establishment lobbyists, three of them. One of them, if you look at the picture of it, was like right on his ear. I have a lot of sympathy for the governor. I agree that he's done a great job, but he's got to change what he's doing, because he was there with the president of the medical association, the medical association lobbyist, and the chief consultant for the association, Jason Kinney, whose party it was. And what happens is this is the group of people who dictate policy, and they speak for the doctors. Doctors want people to stay home. The doctors shouldn't be represented in this way. And I think the governor really needs to now meet with injured patients who've been trying to change things with the doctors being in charge of, for instance, the medical malpractice system. We have an initiative to up the cap on medical malpractice that is on the 2022 ballot. We need the governor to get involved and meet with patients. I think we can accept his apology, but he now has to turn around and shun these very people he was with and get involved with the people who weren't in that room, because it sends a bad signal anytime, even when it's not a pandemic, that is an elite group of people making policy in the state.
It certainly, unfortunately, is a good catalyst to citizen cynicism. Jamie, always good to have you. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your words on this. Jamie Cord, again, is president and consumer watchdog in Los Angeles. Let's bring another caller in here. And again, we have Katie Orr with us, and we have Pam from Sebastopol as a caller. Pam, welcome.
Thanks, Michael. I think we should cut Governor Newsom some slack. Overall, as Rachel mentioned a couple of calls ago, he's doing a phenomenal job. These pandemic rules are really, really hard. And, you know, we do our best. We're doing our best. And even with the best of intentions, sometimes we make a mistake. I did it myself and felt awful about it. I think let's watch the governor going forward, and let's see if maybe he learned this really, really hard lesson from French Laundry. And I think the French Laundry story, unfortunately, is eclipsing the Maui story, which is the real outrage.
Okay. Thank you for that, Pam. I'm glad you weighed in here as well. I want to read some more emails that are coming in. Ben writes, yesterday, I was going door-to-door sharing information on getting free testing. It's crushing to hear about the governor's behavior. It's a slap in the face to all who are taking on real risk. On the other hand, here's Kyler, who says, if you look at the pictures, the space looks fairly open. This is nothing compared to a Trump rally. This feels like people are grasping for something to be outraged at. What do you think about that, Katie Orr? I mean, they were shoulder-to-shoulder. There were almost no masks. I'm talking about the French Laundry again. Mm-hmm. But the governor said they were outdoors, and here's a listener who says, well, this is nothing compared to a Trump rally. Again, the contrast.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I was just reading Twitter and someone said the governor knows better. The president does not. That makes Newsom more culpable than Trump. I mean, I think you could argue that the president should know better and did know better. But they're making the point that the governor had been trying to take this more seriously than the president had been. And that's what makes this maybe perhaps harder to take. But yes, you know, and to be fair, we haven't heard of any cases linked to the governor's dinner, you know, coming from that, as we have heard about the Trump rallies. And there weren't thousands of people. I think there were about 12, but they were seated pretty close together. And there were, you know, it definitely exceeds the governor's guidelines that you shouldn't mix with more than three households outside. So there were more than three households there. So again, perhaps not as bad as a 1,000-person rally, but not a great look.
And here's Joanne in Sonoma. Joanne, welcome to Forum. You're on the air. Joanne, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Thank you. Your reporter's last comment about perhaps not as good of a look, not as bad of a situation as a 1,000-person rally really goes to my point, which is I think this is totally exaggerated. I'm really shocked at the local press for making such a huge deal of this. We don't rely on Newsom as our answer for how to protect ourselves and our family. We rely on science. Thank you.
All right. I thank you for that call. In fact, we're getting those kind of comments that we just heard. This is a listener named Eric who says, you really fault the governor for saying yes to an invitation to the French Laundry? The governor has been doing a great job on the pandemic and wildfires. You and the media, not sure who he means by that, or hyping this, and that's the only reason it's getting attention. Kathy, on the other hand, says, I'm a diehard Democrat, but I'm so angry about the governor's actions. If you can't model good behavior in a pandemic, then who is going to? And another listener tweets, I don't care too much about Newsom, French Laundry story. Yes, it's hypocritical, just like Pelosi's salon visit. We have so many other important things to worry about. And Harvey says, I sure hope the dinner was tasty. It cost him the presidency. Here's Kevin in San Francisco. Kevin, you're on the air.
So I'm a community advocate that works around homeless issues in San Francisco. And I do want to say, despite the image of Newsom at the party, we do support him because we're in a pandemic of epic proportions dealing with homelessness and the coronavirus, and the governor has showed incredible leadership despite the epidemic that we're dealing with. We do value his decision, and it has impacted the community in a different way. Otherwise, we would be, you know, would be more even out of control if it wasn't for the leadership of the governor. So despite that, I think what he's doing at the state level has impacted the community despite the epidemic that we're dealing with. It could be way worse if Newsom wasn't in leadership.
All right, Kevin, I thank you for that call, and thank all of you who called in and sent emails in. And thank you, Katie Orr. Always good to have you aboard.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Katie Orr, again, is KQED politics and government reporter for the station.
Support for Forum comes from San Francisco Opera. Set 10 years after a school shooting, the critically acclaimed opera Innocence takes us into a complex emotional journey where our understanding of innocence and guilt is constantly upended. Kaija Saariaho's ethereal score collapses the past into the present as a community of survivors grapple with how to move forward. Don't miss the highly anticipated American premiere of Innocence, June 1st through 21st. Learn more at sfopera.com.
We've all got those parts of our house where the internet just won't go. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about dead spots. Because with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone's online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only with Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.